If our capital is dirty, our whole country is dirty. The words of US President Donald Trump as he announced that he was deploying the National Guard to Washington, D.C. and taking control of the city's police force to try and crack down on crime and homelessness in the city. At a White House news conference, the president painted a dystopian picture of Washington, including bloodthirsty criminals and mobs of wild youth. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser rejected the president's claims.
The president's view of D.C. is shaped by his COVID era experience during his first term. And it is true that those were more challenging times related to some issues. It is also true that we experienced a crime spike post-COVID. But we worked quickly to put laws in place and tactics that got violent offenders off our streets and gave our police officers more tools. This year, crime isn't just down from 2023. It's also down from 2019, before the pandemic. And we're at a 30-year violent crime low.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. A short time ago, I spoke to Washington-based journalist Sarah Firth and asked her why Donald Trump decided to do this.
Well, look, the president has long taken issue with crime in Washington, D.C. This is a hangover from his first term as president. And so we heard him in the press conference. He was absolutely packed in the White House press conference. Describing the city as gripped by crime, bloodshed, squalor. He really was painting a picture of a capital that was overrun, he said, by violent gangs, bloodthirsty criminals, wild youth, homeless people. The reality, though, behind his rhetoric is more complex. The actual crime statistics for the capital, they tell a different story. They've been down on previous years. So homicides, robberies, assault with dangerous weapons, those are all down. And so there's really a question over whether President Trump has demonstrated the type of public emergency that is required to justify the federal takeover of Washington, D.C. that he has announced.
Yeah, does he have the power to do this?
He has the power to do this, but really importantly, a temporary power. So if you are not American, I'm not, I didn't know it until I moved to Washington, D.C. The capital itself isn't a state, so it operates under a local mayor and the city council, but it is subject to congressional oversight. And the Home Rule Act, which the president has used, can see the president assuming temporary control of the police in emergencies. Presidents almost never invoke this power, and President Trump has just done this. Now, we haven't seen the National Guard deployed to the streets since January 2021, around the Capitol, the time of the Capitol riots. It was such a surreal experience seeing the sort of armed guards around the Capitol. And yet we've heard that that is what the next week or so potentially will look like. The army has said 800 National Guard soldiers are going to be deployed, around 100 to 200 on duty at any one time. And as well as that, you're going to have FBI officials patrolling with the DC police. This is all pretty unprecedented stuff. It is just not normal at all for any American city, let alone the capital, to see these types of measures. And we've heard that there were no advanced conversations with DC police leadership ahead of this announcement. So it's a major move by the president. It's getting some political backlash. The DC mayor called it unsettling, although she's saying she'll cooperate. A lot of people sort of pointing to this potentially being federal overreach. And, you know, it's certainly President Trump stretching his presidential powers and certainly causing some concern that, you know, his claims about the crime, and it's not to discount real safety concerns here in Washington, D.C., you know, carjackings and shootings, but the statistics show they're below the levels of previous years. And so his allegations, you know, simply don't stand up to the data.
And Sarah, what about homelessness? He was talking about that as well. Does Washington, D.C. have the slums that Donald Trump said it has? And where would people go if he removes them from the streets?
I mean, even the use of the word slums, the president acknowledged in the press conference, sort of almost, well, it was jokingly, that it wasn't politically correct. I think what was really interesting in its absence was when he spoke about homelessness, there was no discussion, no mention whatsoever of addressing the root causes of homelessness or the root causes of substance abuse. And so local NGOs across the capital have been pointing to the fact that actually, first of all, conflating homelessness with the types of crime that the president was mentioning, it isn't necessarily accurate. Often people who are homeless in the capital are themselves very, very vulnerable.
And finally, and separately, Sarah, another extension in the trade truce between the US and China. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So you had President Trump signing the executive order to extend the truce. That will now be extended until November 10th. You know, it's not new. We've seen since President Trump made these announcements on the tariff hikes that you've had various deadlines. And the president himself has alluded to that, that it's a sort of bargaining stance the president sees it as. So those higher tariffs will be suspended for another 19 days, Beijing and Washington saying in a statement that the talks that they've held have been constructive and they're looking to come up with some sort of truce. You know, they were both, there was going to be tit for tat tariffs, it was expected. So the US tariffs on Chinese imports right now are at 30%, and the negotiations are going to continue. You know, the White House and the president have talked time and time again about unfair trade practices, about this needing to be a win for America. The Chinese have come out and said that they're looking for a situation as well in which both sides can win. So this extension of the deadline for another 90 days gives them that negotiating time for the two biggest economies in the world to avoid a trade war of the type that we've seen threatened from both sides.
Journalist Sarah Firth, it is 27 minutes past seven.